Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Show. You can check me out on Twitter at TuttleTutor and NeilHaley.com. And my guests today are doing some tremendous work, and that's what we definitely want to highlight. But it's very interesting when this press release came on through my email and how I was so interested is Don't Sweat the Small Stuff is celebrating its 20th anniversary, which I cannot believe. It changed and transformed my life in so many ways to look at the little things that go wrong each day and say it's no big deal. And to keep going and to understand that these things are going to happen so much in so many ways. And to talk about this today, I'm so honored to have on the program Christine Carlson. We're going to talk about your late husband. And also I have on the program Ron Carter, who is the president and chief executive officer of Children Incorporated. Guys, thanks for calling and how are you?
Oh, great. Thanks for having us on.
Thank you so much. Yes.
Absolutely. So we're going to kind of a couple questions for Christine, and then we're going to go into how you guys kind of connected and how this all came about. But Christine, when you heard the idea that your husband wanted to write a book called Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, were you surprised by that? How did he come up with that in a way, a catchphrase or a certain situation to utilize in life that so many people still use every day did he have that same mentality always, or did he have to discover it as well?
Well, that's a great question. You know, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff was actually Richard's 10th book. Richard was a psychologist, and he practiced a very non-traditional form of psychology for many, many years in a program he called Happiness Training. He was really one of the first authors to write about happiness in general. And what he taught and what he taught me to teach in the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff book series was about how to access our mental health and well-being in all situations. And that's where Don't Sweat the Small Stuff came from. It was actually Wayne Dyer. If you read the introduction of Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, you'll read a story about Wayne Dyer and Richard. And, you know, Wayne Dyer was really Richard's hero, like all throughout his whole career and even early on, one of his early mentors in life. And Wayne had endorsed a book of Richard's that was in Sweden, and a publisher took that endorsement and put it on a different jacket, one of Richard's newer books at the time, and it wasn't for that book. And so Richard wrote Wayne, and he was really mortified, and in order to protect his relationship with Wayne, he told him about it, and he said, you know, I'd be happy to ask the publisher to remove all the books on the shelf if that's what you'd like me to do. And Wayne wrote him back, and he said, Richard, there's two rules in life. Don't sweat the small stuff, and it's all small stuff. And please leave the covers stand as is. And, you know, that became the first chapter in Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. And then they decided to title the book that because it really was about having access to your mental health and well-being all the time. Because one of the number one things that always gets people are the small irritations and nagging irritations of every day. It takes them away from really focusing on what matters to them.
Absolutely. And it was something that kind of transformed my life the first time I started reading these books. And I said to myself, holy cow, I would stress about so many little things. I probably had a lot of anxiety and worry throughout my life as a child and things. And then when I was an adult, I was still stressing about every decision I made, every certain circumstance in my life. And it helped me grow even to my faith today because I, from not sweating the small stuff, was willing to discover more and more different things. So what a tremendous story. And were you surprised, Christine, once this book started going and how popular it became? Were you surprised by that?
Well, yeah, you know, I actually really was. I mean, in a lot of ways, because it being Richard's 10th book, like I said earlier, Neil, I kind of knew Richard was always going to hit it. And I remember I was reading this book on a trip that I was going on without my family. And I remember just opening it, and I just couldn't put it down. And I called Richard. It was right as the book was coming out. And I called him, and I said, oh, my God, you have hit something. This is amazing. This is going to be your book. And surely it was. It just literally flew off the shelves. I mean, sold millions of copies its very first year. Was one of the fastest-selling self-help books of all time during that time. And It was a huge surprise to us, you know, on so many levels, a huge surprise.
And that's tremendous for sure. And then reading the story a little bit about how your husband met Children Incorporated. Tell us about that story. Then we'll get Ron on the line to kind of add to that story.
Well, for years, you know, for many years, Richard and our family actually adopted a child through the mail, and it was Children Incorporated that Richard found through a friend to do this. And what we loved about Children Incorporated over some of the other programs that were offered was the personal touch that you had with the kids that you adopted. And we loved that it was a lot, like we always adopted kids in America, and we love that we could kind of be pen pals with them, to be honest. You know, we would put their pictures and their notes up on our refrigerator. It gave our kids a real sense of value and appreciation for what they had, and also opened their eyes to the fact that, you know, rather than say, you know, when your kid doesn't eat your peas, you know, there are starving children in Africa, you know, when your child really knows that there are kids that don't have what they have, it impacts them greatly. And this is one of the ways that we taught our children the importance of giving back and just and being a world community person rather than just being small-minded. And, you know, the gift of giving is really been proven now scientifically that the person who gives is the one that really receives, and that's always been the case, and certainly Children Incorporated has been a huge part of our journey that way.
So, Ron, do you have a little bit more of the story to tell about how that connection happened between you guys and how they helped sponsor many, many children because of the relationship with the book and stuff?
Well, I can tell you, I've been with Children Incorporated now. This is my almost my 15th year. And when I first came to Children Incorporated, the CEO at the time, a woman named Marion Cummins, would always just speak about Dr. Carlson with such warmth and respect and admiration. And anytime we would get sponsorships, people would call on the phone. They would come to us through the mail. However, we would try to track how they came to us. And I would tell you, the number of people who came to us as a result of Don't Sweat the Small Stuff is just astounding. Literally thousands and thousands of children were helped as a direct result of that book. And even more, I would say double the number of children that were sponsored, double that number of individuals came to us and made contributions and offered their services as a result of that book.
Well, and I just want to add that one thing that hasn't been mentioned is that Adopt a Child Through the Mail is a chapter in Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. And,
right.
You know, and Richard just, he kind of unknowingly just, you know, he felt that was such a huge part of, you know, showing how you can give back. And he put their phone number in the chapter, which was so smart.
That's great,
and,
yeah.
You know, and I don't think that he could have had any idea that it would result in so many thousands of sponsorships and, you know, for this, for Children Incorporated. But, you know, I'm sure at some level he was hoping for that. So,
yeah. And that one chapter is only a page and a half. But
wow.
That last line where he, yeah, the last line in that chapter, he said that his charity of choice was Children Incorporated. And, you know, these books have touched so many lives. And Christine, isn't there like 25 million copies of the series that have been sold?
Yeah, there's been 25 million copies sold, and probably well over 100 million people have read them because, you know,
right.
Most books are read 3.5 to 5 times. So
amazing.
You see how many people
yeah.
were yeah. book, yeah. And as they read this book, they were calling us and they were saying, you know, we want to do something to help. And, you know, a lot of times people, you know, they struggle to find time to meet the things that they truly want to do. And one of the good things about Don't Sweat the Small Stuff is it helps people to find simple ways to make huge differences. And that's what has happened with Children Incorporated.
It's just been an incredible sideline gift of this book. One of the many, many, many things that this book has done to create its own kind of movement in its own kind of way over the years. I've loved hearing the stories from Ron, and it would bring so much joy to Richard to know this too.
I completely agree. And I talked about, Christine, how my life changed thanks to Dr. Carlson, that I absolutely started doing things in a different way. It helped my marriage, the beginning of my marriage. It helped in many, many ways to discover new things. Because if you are constantly stressing about the small stuff, you literally could ruin, your day could be ruined after you've had so many successes based on two or three little things. And so,
let's
give you an example. You could just have where, okay, you wake up in the morning, it's a tough morning getting the kids out the door, and something happens. And anything's a little thing unless it's death. And that's the great thing about Dr. Carlson. A lot of things that we consider are big are truly not that big. Like my dryer's on the fritz. The old Neil Haley would probably go crazy and try his day's ruined. And so many people suffering from anxiety and depression and the daily blues need to pick up this book and keep living through this because once you stop allowing these little things that everyone goes through every day, it's amazing. So I'm just absolutely blown away that how Dr. Carlson helped your charity. I mean, that's just an amazing thing. That just proves how powerful that book is. I mean, in the powerful meaning,
and
how many
know,
people read it? Yeah.
Too, Neil.
Yeah.
All these years later, there hasn't been a lot of publicity over the last few years, I guess, Christine, right, in anticipation of this 20th anniversary, but people have continued to read this book over the decades, and we have honestly not had a week go by that someone hasn't called us and said, I found out about you because I was reading Don't Sweat the Small Stuff.
Fantastic.
It just is us.
Yeah, it's amazing. I just think people, deep down we value the same things, and deep down people want to help. People want to reach their hand out. They want to do something. And this is it's a small but big way, like if you think about like $28 per month, it's how many lattes do you add up, or how many ways do you just like take the change out of your pocket every day for $28 a month? But that $28 a month means the world to these kids. I mean, it changes their lives. And I think, people want to participate in a program like that. That's what's so powerful about what Children Incorporated does for children all over the world. And that's why for the 20th anniversary, we've really been focused on launching a challenge to Don't Sweat the Small Stuff fans, and that is to go ahead and sponsor a child. I mean, by the end of this year, I hope to, I hope that over 2,000 kids are sponsored by the end of this year at this anniversary landmark year of Don't Sweat the Small Stuff in honor of Richard. So if you're listening and you've been impacted by Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, please consider picking up your phone and, calling to sponsor a child through Children, Inc. It will make all the difference, and you'll just feel wonderful for doing it.
And that's the point.
Let's
talk, Ron, about the whole process of once you sponsor a child. Because as Christine spoke, how much it benefits the child, let's hear about that. Yeah, because, there are different programs like yours. Yeah.
Yeah, the reason I think that Children Incorporated is a little different, we're a small organization. We have 15 staff members. We're all located in the Richmond, Virginia area. But we have a network of 300 volunteer coordinators around the world. And in these different schools, some of them are public schools, like throughout the United States, we work with the public school system. But internationally, we may work with orphanages or after-school centers or, various types of centers that are already in existence to help children. What happens is we find out about these places and we affiliate with them, and in exchange for the funding and the supplies and the services to the children, volunteers manage our programs. So we're not paying any of these individuals to manage our programs. And another good thing is these are people that are, they're locals. They know the families, they know the children, so they know the children's individual needs. So it's not cookie cutter. One child may need shoes. One child may need medical attention. One child may need school books. And that's how it's treated. Each child is treated as an individual. So, it's I love this program. I brag about it. My heart wells up when I talk about it because it's just a special, special organization. when I came here 14 years ago, almost 15 years ago, I had been working for another really large child sponsorship organization. And yes, that organization did great work, but the difference was at that organization, the children were numbers. Here, we actually know these children's names. We know their situations. We know their needs, and we do our best to meet those needs. So, you know, I could brag all day.
Oh, that's good. Hey, we have time for that, and that's where I was explaining, you know, the talk about that. So give us an example. I don't know if you can give a case of a specific child. Let's say I sponsor a child. And do I have a choice on who I sponsor? How's that all work once you go to the website?
Yeah, you have a choice of the country. Or in the United States, you may pick a region. You know, you may choose the Appalachian region or the Four Corners region with the American Indian children. Or you may decide you want to sponsor in Guatemala. That's the choice you make. As far as the individual children, those children are identified for our program by the coordinators, and we will just provide you with the, neediest child at any given time. We always have children on a waiting list.
I think that we sponsored a couple of kids for, I don't know, it must have been close to like, I want to say 7 to 10 years. Could that be true, Ron?
Yeah, and you sometimes, depending on where the child's located, you could follow a child from kindergarten all the way through senior high. And then
That's what we did.
Yeah, that's a possibility, yeah. And then there's some areas where we may only be working in the elementary school because of, you know, political situations and regulations. But there's always the potential to sponsor children for multiple years, and people love that.
It's wonderful to follow a child all through their, through their school years and just see them grow. I mean, they really become a part of your family in a lot of ways. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing to participate in.
We even have some kids that after they graduate from high school, we've been able to help them go on to college or vocational school. So we have a group of kids now that are in vocational training. So, yeah, it's a life-changing process.
I mean, we were talking, Ron, once about the self-esteem aspects of a child who, you know, can't dress like every other kid at school. Just something as simple as that, that you put a decent pair of shoes and decent clothes on them, and it really helps them fit in better and not stand out. And ultimately, that helps their confidence in who they become and how their identity forms. And so I love that example because it's one we can all relate to, you know, like going to school with your pedal pushers on as opposed to like going to school with pants that actually hit the floor like everyone else.
Yeah, we actually, Neil, we had a situation, the one Christine's referring to, a young boy at one of our West Virginia schools who, when I first went to the school, I was told about how shy he was, how he couldn't look anyone in the eyes.
Oh, wow.
And the coordinator there said it's just because he has such a rugged home life. Well, he was given a sponsor, and it was a very caring sponsor that started writing him regular letters and started sending extra funds to purchase things for him. When I went to the school, this coordinator told me, she said, Ron, he's so different now. You would not believe it. We walked down the hall, and this young boy bounded up to me. He looked me right in the face. He made eye contact. He talked to me. He was just an incredibly outgoing, wonderful child. And I asked the woman afterwards, I said, what was the change? And she said, did you notice he had on new sneakers and he had on a pair of clean jeans? She said, before, his clothes were so ragged and so worn that he felt inferior to the other kids. He didn't fit in. So something as simple as a pair of shoes or as simple as a new pair of jeans can change a child's life.
Fabulous. I mean, absolutely fabulous. Now, Christine, when you knew you were coming up on the anniversary, it's got to be hard in certain ways, right? To say, well, okay, I remember this great joy of his success with his books, but then losing my husband and now having to reminisce about this. Was this hard to come up with this 20th anniversary for you?
Well, I don't know, Neil, you probably haven't been following me, but I've been really carrying on for Richard these past 10 years. So I've been really moving forward with the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff branding and just everything over the last 10 years. It's actually given me a deeper meaning in my life to, you know, when you go through that kind of loss. I mean, I lost Richard really suddenly 10 years ago to a pulmonary embolism on a flight. He was on a flight and he had a blood clot, basically, he died instantly. So it was I was very unprepared. We were young, you know, he was 45, I was 43. We had two daughters in high school. And, you know, you can imagine you get that phone call and, you know, Richard and I had a great marriage, a wonderful life, and it all pretty much fell apart at that point. But putting it back together, a big piece for me was, you know, immediately knowing that I needed to carry on for him, and also being very prepared as a co-author in the series to do that. You know, he was a very smart man on many levels, and he had always kept me in the loop. I had co-authored several books at that point in the series, and so I was prepared to carry on. And I also studied, you know, the same principles of mental health and well-being that Richard studied. So I was very, very much prepared for taking on this task. And I'm extremely grateful that our publisher, Hachette Group, stepped up and said, hey, you know, it's been 20 years. We want to repackage the series. I said, great, let's do it. And we came out with this beautiful new cover design for the books. And then just to celebrate, you know, I wanted to highlight some of the really seriously amazing stories. And like I alluded to earlier, the movement of surrendering the small stuff to live the big stuff. And Children, Inc. Incorporated just came up as a real true highlight of one of the great victories of success of these books. So,
wow. I mean, so that's tremendous to understand that you moved through. I didn't know any of the story. I apologize for not knowing any of it. I just more focused on, I like going into interviews where I know a little bit about what our major thing we need to talk about, but then to discover these things for ourselves and our listeners that you've been strong, but we didn't even know. And if you look it up, a lot of different things that you were a co-author with him. So how many books were in the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff series? How many books
There are 9 books in the series, and they range from every topic. There's like the original flagship book, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. Then there's Don't Sweat the Small Stuff with Your Family. Don't Sweat the Small Stuff at Work. Don't Sweat the Small Stuff with Your Money. Don't Sweat the Small Stuff for Women. Don't Sweat the Small Stuff for Men. Don't Sweat the Small Stuff in Love. Don't Sweat the Small Stuff for Teens. And Don't Sweat the Small Stuff for Moms. I think I hit them all.
All right. Okay. Wow.
So, and I have yet to write the next Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, which would have to probably be Don't Sweat the Small Stuff in Midlife.
Yeah.
Don't sweat the crisis. It'll all be okay.
Yeah. But see, honestly, here's the thing, Christine, and this is something that you've understood through tragedy, that at one point in time you understand the true meaning of what happens, and that even if we were worried about a loved one dying every second, we're sweating the small stuff instead of living and enjoying their lives. That's poignant.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. And the truth is, Neil, that when something like that, when a life crisis happens, it gives us immediate perspective about what the small stuff is. I mean, I remember things that I was sweating even, you know, right prior to Richard's death. And then after, I never went back there. I mean, it was like there is no small stuff after you're dealing with a true crisis. I mean, you literally shift into a completely different focus and gear. And it shows us that, you know, you don't have to wait for crisis. And that's the beauty of what you've told your listeners today, is that, you know, you read this book and it impacted you because you understood that what that was taking away from your life when you focus on the small negative annoyances of life versus, you know, putting your attention on all the positive things that are happening in your life and the victories and the successes. You know, this is a way that we retrain our minds, and you may have inadvertently done that by just having just the insights that came to you through your reading, you know, and that's the beauty of what a book like Don't Sweat the Small Stuff can do. It creates this pathway of new insights and awarenesses that You know, and small ways to practice life that can change your life. Just small things that you do, like sponsoring a child through the mail for Children Incorporated.
And you know,
small thing, big change, great dividends.
Go ahead, Ron. Go ahead, Ron.
Small things make a huge difference. They make a huge difference.
Oh, yes.
You know,
and
you know, I have to say, I was so honored that Christine contacted me in earlier this year and mentioned the 20th anniversary of this book because, you know, I knew the second that she said she would like to do something with Children Incorporated that it would impact the lives of thousands more children.
Yes.
And that's what this organization, Children Incorporated, is all about. It's about making children's lives better, giving them hope, giving them opportunity. And that's what Christine is offering us by supporting our work. And,
exactly.
You know, we're so thankful. Yeah, we're so thankful.
Well, and, you know, we just want to thank you, too, for, you know, really noticing this story, you know, and bringing it to your listeners because, I mean, what a great thing that you're doing today. And thank you. You know, it's just such an honor to be speaking with you.
Oh, well, thank you. I was really excited when I heard that both of you guys were going to be on and we could talk about this and the reminiscing. And I think that the major point in all this is that people need to go pick up the book. They need to go sponsor a child with Children Incorporated. And that's the most important part of this whole situation is giving back. Through not sweating the small stuff, if I got to discover new things. The thing that happens when you open your mind each and every day to your life, what happens when you wake up in the morning till you go to bed and you're not worrying about the little things, you discover so many things. And that was my faith. That was my, I discovered the ability to learn and become educated more and more from a former professional wrestler to educator to all the different things that I do today and entrepreneurship. If I was sweating the small stuff every second of every day, I never experienced those things in my life. And so that's what I wanted to tell you, Christine.
Well, what an amazing! We'd like to get your testimonial on our Don't Sweat website, Neil. So,
oh wow, okay,
let's get you up there.
Yes, I mean, and it's something, it's something to live by for sure. So, Christine, last thing. So, people, the 20th anniversary, people need to do what right now to help Children Incorporated, and also if they've never had the opportunity ever to read any of Don't Sweat the Small Stuff books to celebrate the 20th anniversary, what should they do?
Well, there's two things you can do. I'm going to throw it over to Ron in a second to give you the phone number that you can call immediately to sponsor a child. You can also go to www.don'tsweat.com and check out our Children Incorporated Challenge, and you can click through there or just call. I mean, I would say just call now. You know, don't wait. Just find, you know, go to the website for childrenincorporated.org and, you know, check them out, see what a wonderful organization they are, and just go ahead and do it. I mean, it's really a no-brainer. It has such a huge impact. It's a small way to make a really big impact on one child's life. So that's what I would say. And then we'd love it if you go and visit our website and check out, you know, what we're doing there. It's a new website. It's beautiful. You can download your first free chapter of Don't Sweat the Small Stuff there. We have lots of free goodies for you there. So if you would like more wisdom in your life or love the Don't Sweat wisdom, and it's already your motto, please go and visit us at don'tsweat.com.
Yeah. And I would agree with that. And I would also say, you know, people who follow social media, be sure to friend Christine on Facebook and the other social media platforms, and friend Children Incorporated, because we both constantly give updates and we try to encourage people in their giving. So, yeah, follow us. Find out more about us on a regular basis.
Ron, what is that phone number of Children Incorporated?
Yeah. It's a toll-free number, 800-538-5381. 800-538-5381. And you could call anytime. Just when you call, mention that you heard about us through Don't Sweat. We'd appreciate that. But, yeah, there are multiple ways to help. You can sponsor a child, which is the thing that we're really trying to promote. But we're also open to contributions to support the different projects we do around the world.
Hey, I have an additional gift I'm going to offer to anyone who sponsors a child and mentions that they heard on this radio. I'm going to send you a Don't Sweat the Small Stuff coffee mug from our new store.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to get your address with your permission from Ron and send you a coffee mug if you go ahead and sponsor a child through by listening to this radio show.
Awesome.
Chris, you're incredible.
All right. So we'll keep that going regardless.
Really cool?
What's really cool, Christine, is after it goes out to syndication, it continues to live on the internet and live in different podcasting worlds. So be ready. That's the way this business has changed since the days when you were doing radio tours back in the day. That's the fun thing about continually doing this. But I really think that it's something that everyone needs to consider and definitely check out. And if they are feeling any stress at all in life, read Dr. Carlson's work, trust me, and Christine's work, because again, that's something that probably people didn't know how much you helped him in this process of being such a successful author. So Christine,
I was right side by side with him all the whole journey.
And you wrote a lot. You've written other books as well, Christine, for our listeners to know, right? Correct.
I have. I'm writing a book this summer right now as we speak called From Heartbreak to Wholeness, The Hero's Journey from Loss to Joy. So I'd say my own Christine Carlson brand and work is a little more spiritual. It's really my mission is to wake people up to their lives. I admittedly had been lulled into a little bit of complacency myself and wasn't feeling super passionate just before Richard's death, and I woke up really like a pressurized water hose hit me in the face. I was really didn't even realize that I was sleepwalking through my life a little bit. So I have a real mission to change that for people, to get people super engaged and super grateful and, super looking with love eyes at their spouses, because, my marriage ended all too quickly and all too suddenly, and I miss him every single day. So,
okay. Well, we look forward to when that comes out, and you're welcome to come on the show to talk about it. So just a FYI.
Yeah, thanks. I'd love to have you on my podcast, too.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thanks. I'd love to. So you just stay in touch with me. I will have to clear up someone off of Facebook to become friends with you because of my friend base, but I definitely will do that. And I'm going to definitely connect with you guys on social media as well, Ron, as well. So, Ron, thanks again for calling. Christine, thank you for this great chat, and I enjoyed it. So take care, guys.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. Take care, guys.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye. You're listening to Neil Haley's show. Bye-bye. We'll be back in just a moment.